Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and it's a beautiful, beautiful summer's day. The weather is not too hot, the weather is not too cold, it is perfect outside, and you and your family drove up to this beautiful spot in the woods, made a picnic. There's food out on the picnic table. The kids are playing out in the distance. Yay! The lake that you park next to is picturesque, and you're an outdoorsy person. You may ride dirt bikes, you have ATVs, you go hunting and fishing, and you're always outdoors. But you still need to know what happens if you run into a bear. So this is Crypto 101's guide to how to survive a bear encounter. The first thing to do is not to panic. While encountering a bear might be shocking, and you know what? Sometimes you might not even know it's a bear. You might be in your camp, you might be in your tent, in your RV, and you hear ruffling outside. Is it a bear? And you hear more ruffling, and more. You might not even know it's a bear. But first is don't panic. Assess the situation. Is the bear going to eat your food if you have food out there? Probably. And eat all the food that you brought. And then what happens when it eats all your food? It's probably going to get bored and look around for more food and then go away to find something else outside of your camp. So just remember, don't panic, stay calm, and understand the situation, because more than likely the bear just wants to eat your gains. And it has nothing to do with you. Now, what if you're walking in the woods and you come upon a bear? You should act just like you would if you were walking up on a stranger. What would you do if you saw a stranger on the street? Would you run up and give them a hug? Or would you pull out your phone and start taking a selfie with them? Or would you start screaming and run away? No, you would just walk down the street like normal. And that's what you should do with a bear. When you see a bear, just stand your ground. Talk to yourself. Let them know that you're there. Most bears are not aggressive. The thing that makes them aggressive is people act in fear and start freaking out and running away and screaming and waving their hands all over the place. What you should do is just be normal. Maybe look at the bear and say, "Hey bear, go away. We don't want you here, bear." And the bear would probably say, "I guess I don't want to be here either." Another thing you should do is hike in groups of at least 3 people. Bears don't like to approach groups of people. They like the individual to freak out. They like when the individual is by themselves and does stupid things. You wanna know why? Because in groups, people act more calmly. People act more rationally, and they outnumber the bear. The bear's power only comes from their size and their ability to scare you. So therefore, hike in a group of at least 3 people. Things you should never do is run away. This might incite a bear to chase you. If you see a bear, like I said, stand your ground. Don't just run, because the bear will start to chase you, and next thing you know, it'll get you. If a bear attacks, fight back. Bears don't like it when people stand their ground. Bears might stand up really big, make big noises, big bear noises, and then back off, because it doesn't scare anybody. Most of the time, when bears come around, stand up on their hind legs, it's not a sign of aggression. It's a sign of curiosity to see how you would react.
Yes, very curious, very interesting.
Give in to their curiosity. Don't react in a way that's going to make them charge or be aggressive or attack. They're going to just see if this is a good time to hunt, attack, take your food. And if they don't think so, they'll probably go away. Now, if a bear attacks and you really have no other recourse and it's on top of you, play dead. At that point, there is nothing you can do. If you are in the situation where the bear didn't go away, that you held your own, that you're in a group of people and you kept your head together and that you were being rational and you didn't panic, but the bear's already attacking you, play dead. Lay flat on your stomach with your pack and your hands behind your neck, protecting your vulnerable parts. Other than that, let the bear do its thing, and more than likely, it will go away. Some totally obvious things to remember when encountering a bear. Never feed a bear. A bear is going to eat everything you have, and it's going to want more. So the more you pull out your pocket, the more you give to the bear, the more the bear is going to want. And if you run, it's going to chase you. And if you panic, it's going to eat everything you got and maybe take you with it. Now remember, when encountering a bear, that bears on average kill only 3 people a year. More people die every year from their own stupidity than from bear attacks. Here are some ways that people have died from their own stupidity. In 1999, a man decided to bungee jump off a 70-foot bridge. He planned ahead. He thought he was thinking. But his bungee cord was also 70 feet. Remember, the bungee cord can stretch. During trips to volcanoes, some 845 people die a year by hanging out next to the volcano and dancing around the magma. Do you think lions and tigers and bears are dangerous? No. Bears, like we said, only kill 3 people on average a year. While sharks kill 5 people a year, hippos kill 2,900 people a year. So when you're thinking about a bear market, just be happy this isn't a hippo market. 119 people die a year crossing train tracks because they want to ignore train signals. Around 550 people are killed every year during Black Friday shopping through greed and panic. And while you're having sex, one woman was killed by making homemade nipple clamps wired to a power strip. Another person died having sex in a car because they left their car on and their garage door was closed. 600 people die a year from being choked during sex. And 450 people died last year in the United States from falling out of bed during sex. And another stupid way to die is being a Ben Franklin reenactor. While 10% of people who get struck by lightning die, out of 234 people struck by lightning, 33 people died. However, you know, most of them were flying a kite with a key on it. So I hope you enjoyed Crypto 101's How to Survive a Bear Encounter and realized that this was a metaphor for talking about the bear market. And remember, to be happy, it's not a hippo market. Because bears only kill on average 3 people a year, not 2,900 people like a hippo. And while you're thinking the bear encounter might be the worst thing, what's worse is not following the procedures. If you panic, if you go crazy, if you run, if you try to take selfies with the bear is going to eat you. What you want to do is let the bear know you're there. Don't panic. Don't run away. And don't feed the bear with your gains. If you feed the bear with your gains, the bear is only going to want more, and it's going to grow bigger and stronger. Remember, there's a reason why they call it a bear market, because it's big and it's scary. You run with the bulls. You don't run with the bears. You survive a bear encounter. So this is the greatest show on earth. And unless your name is Barnum or Bailey, you have no business being in the cage with a bear. So just keep your head together. And when that bear leaves your camp, the day is going to be bright again. This is Matthew Aaron with Crypto 101.